So we had an assignment last night.
Dakle, imali smo zadatak od jučer, od jučerašnjeg dana.
We had asked
zamolili smo
as many devotees as possible
što je moguće više bhakta,
speak with someone who knows
da govore
them quite well,
sa osobama koje ih dobro poznaju,
and to ask that person two questions.
Tu,
first question was
dva pitanja tu osoba.
If there is
bilo,
something that
nešto,
one is doing that bothers the other
čini
person.
Smeta drugim ljudima.
And the second was to ask
if
they could give you some idea, one or two points,
naznačiti
in how you can become a better devotee.
Možete postati bolji bhakta.
This morning during the class,
ovog jutra,
Sveta Krishna
lekcija,
Maharaj,
Sveta Krishna Maharaj
and Jabhataka Maharaj were both mentioning about some small points about association.
Spomenuli nešto o druženju.
Sveta Krishna Maharaj especially mentioned how association helps us to check in.
Nam druženje pokušava da
through association we're able to get a closer understanding of our good qualities.
Druženje možemo lakše razumjeti dobre
qualities. Get a closer understanding of some of our weaknesses.
Možemo razumjeti naše slabosti.
From association, sometimes it acts like a mirror.
Druženje
ponekad je poput
ogledala. Daje nam odgovor.
And we were discussing yesterday how
a jučer smo diskutirali
our real Krishna consciousness
is manifested, or it displays
itself
based
on the quality of our peer association.
U skladu sa druženjem našeg,
Krishna
is everyone's heart,
and especially if someone is trying
srcu,
to become serious,
kada osoba
Krishna will keep
ozbiljna,
coming forth
Krishna
to help us.
But
if we don't hear closely,
we're
not attentive, then we'll miss the chances to
ali advance. Pažljivi, onda ćemo
and most of those chances they come from the struggles, the difficulties, and things that happened in our day-to-day experiences.
Anyway, sorry.
So, for instance, we're going to call some of you to come up and to share some of the things that you wrote down or that you heard from the person who you inquired from. And we'd like you to mention two things. Who the person was in terms of if it's a Sankirtan person or a family person, a husband or wife. Just so we have a general idea and how many years perhaps they have known you. And then you explain
the two
things that they share with you.
Koliko vas vremena poznaje,
da
možete reći
exercise,
ta stvari koje ste čuli.
Tokom
ove vježbe,
first reason is that we want to advance
ne,
as much as possible.
We want to constantly
get cues, ways, or as Satchinanda Maharaj said, tips
na taj način,
that can help
neke
us
savjete,
in our growth.
Pomoći u razvitku.
Krishna consciousness being a science,
so there
are certain things that distinctly help,
and
other things
stvari,
that do the opposite.
Koje
we know weeds,
da postoji korov,
these sort of
postoje
things,
narte, takve stvari, one,
stagnation to the devotional creeper.
One uzrokuju da predno služenje stagnira.
We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow the next day.
Možda
things that will accelerate, things
ćemo
will cause
o tim stvarima. O
so, my course, or your course, because you're teaching this course,
it's
really to look closer
ovaj kurs je
at our communities.
What things
need to be
zajednicu
adjusted?
Što se treba prilagoditi ili preusmjeriti, kakvi problemi postoje i najbitnije,
how do we
kako
solve some of those problems,
rješavamo te
minimize some of those problems,
kako ih minimiziramo,
and how do we capitalize off so many wonderful things that often we take
plan,
for granted.
Puno
so one way of looking at this course is strengthening the Vaishnava
dakle,
community, strengthening our devotional
people,
taking less for granted, letting the science begin to unfold for us, experiencing more of Krishna consciousness. Often we read about Krishna consciousness
čitamo svjesnosti Krishna,
and it is somewhat historical, theoretical.
Neki teoretski predmet koji se dogodilo u povijesti, čitamo velikim vajšnavama što su oni
that
radili.
Međutim, to treba also
biti prisutno
be u našim životima. What we are doing presently,
reflektirati
i
njihovo životu ono što trenutno radimo.
Njihova veličina,
njihovo savršenstvo se treba
osjetiti u našem suvremenom okružju.
Ako samo čitamo o
stvarima
iz prošlosti,
ali ne vidimo that is stimulating, we'll lose faith. Faith means what? Faith means well, faith becomes strong when powerful good things are happening around you. Faith has a lot to do about anticipation of the future. So if one's present is not so wonderful. Persons having a lot of problems in their present environment, their faith is usually going to be pretty weak. Because they are going to consider that their future might be an extension of their present. So if the past also has been problematic, problems in the past, problems in the present, faith is going to be weak for the future in most cases. If past hasn't been so bad, present is refreshing, inspiring, then one's faith becomes strong about the future. So in our society these days, a lot of progress, but also a lot of problems. And when there are problems, our faith starts going down. But when we use those problems or understand them, then our faith goes up. So if time permits, as part of the course, we're going to also discuss techniques for conflict resolution. Ways how to use issues, challenges, and problems for healthy growth. So maybe before I call on yourself, I just want to share with you a summary report for the centennial. The GBC body commissioned one sociologist named Burke Rutherford to do an international survey with our devotees to find out what are some of the major concerns that devotees have around the world. So this survey was to help us to understand what things devotees are most reflecting on as we compare and evaluate country after country, what seems to be the three, four, or five major things. Let me ask yourself, what do you think was the number one concern as this survey went all around the world, all the different devotees? What do you think was the number one concern that appeared more than any other issue in the devotees' consciousness? Let me just let you, maybe some of you know, or maybe you can guess.
Yes.
What do you think?
Okay,
he is saying he thinks the major concern is need for cultivating education. Anyone else? Ashram question? Happiness? Anyone else? What do you think a number one concern? Job? Okay. Guru, issue?
Guru.
The number one, I'll give you the top three. The number one concern, after all the devotees who wrote in and participated in the survey, and it was very sophisticatedly done, is professional sociologists working with a statistics evaluation. The number one concern worldwide was issue of trust. I'll discuss that in a little while. The number two concern was about employment. And number three was education. So these were the three issues that were foremost as we looked all around the world, because each community is different and struggling with different things, but certain similar problems are also there. So the three major issues. We look at the International Society of Krishna Consciousness presently, and what the majority of devotees are addressing or thinking the need to have more attention to. First one was trust. So I'm just going to read a small paragraph from that survey, and after 5-10 minutes or less, then we will hear what your homework was. Now this issue of trust. There's a striking lack of trust between ISKCON members and the movement's leadership, as well as between devotees themselves. The survey respondents across regions expressed the view there's a lack of honesty and open communication between devotees. That impersonalism has been allowed to dominate devotee relationships in place of friendship, respect, and caring.
brigu i
poštovanje. The findings presented also demonstrate that a lack of authority attributed to the gurus or GBC institution has had major consequences for devotees. For their commitment to ISKCON, full-time congregation, and former ISKCON members similarly.
So, what we found in this survey
is that there's a problem with devotees having sufficient trust for their leaders, and devotees having sufficient trust for each other. That there's a lot of impersonalism in relationships, a lack of honest and open communication. Now that should also help you to see why in this class we started off by talking about the importance of honest, open communication for genuine community. Without that, we have problems. The problems sometimes get worse and worse. Or sometimes the devotee is having issues in their life, they're not getting help, and then one day they just leave.
Or
householders, couples are having trouble,
they
don't feel that they can talk to anyone so much,
and so
they just kind of suffer amongst themselves. Or someone is
brahmachari
and he is having trouble, but he's in denial and pretends and represses rather than develops and grows or transforms the energy, and then after a while falls into
illusion.
Or someone is a leader, a
sannyasi,
and they're beginning to have trouble in their life. The mind is bothering
them.
They need help, but they're afraid if they turn to someone, maybe the person will ridicule them or just dogmatically preach to them, and so they are timid. And then do not seek out the help until the problem has become so serious that it's beyond repair, so to speak. So this is a very serious thing, because our movement is actually a movement based on love and trust. And we're hearing that many devotees have a
problem
in being able to trust.
When
you cannot trust,
ako ne možete vjerovati, onda ne možete
razviti snažno
ako nikome ne vjerujete,
onda
se pitate o njihovim
motivima, da li
oni stvarno brinu o vašem
interesu. Ponekad se možete osjećati
da vas iskorištavaju
zbog
službe,
umjesto
da vas cijene kao
bhakti, ili možda osjećate da jednostavno based on the need, based on some externals, some physicality. So it is important that each devotee feels that he or she is important. It's significant that each devotee feels that even though they may have disagreement, for instance,
it's
not necessary that you have to agree with other devotees or even with your leaders all the time. But you should feel that, oh, I know they have my best interest in mind.
Oni misle najbolje, ne žele mi najbolje.
But when we are thinking that someone doesn't have our best interest in mind, and we also disagree with them,
there's
very little
relationship.
Relationship can still be very strong, even though we may disagree, but you know, temple coordinator, temple president, your regional director or secretary, whatever, you know that
ukoliko
they really have
ti
your best interest in mind.
Žele vam najbolje.
You may not agree with their idea, their form
može
of management,
sa
their particular
idejama,
decision
sa njihovim,
about
management,
but as long as
odlukama,
considering that they have your best interest,
najbolje,
then you're ready to serve and you're ready to communicate and things go on
nicely.
But when you're not trusting them,
they're
not trusting you,
i oni vam ne vjeruju,
then it means
onda to
there's
znači
posturing,
da
and there's impersonalism, postoji
impersonalizam,
there's duplicity,
prevara,
and too much diplomacy. Rupa Swami emphasizes this will even cause fall down.
Ili,
and
da, sigurno
we'll
se to
shed,
pada.
Shed some light on that later.
O tome
so that was
kasnije.
Number one,
dakle,
trust.
Prva tema,
the exercise we gave
vjera.
You for homework is to try to gradually build up more trust.
Za,
and the way we build up trust is we become trustworthy ourselves.
Razvijete više vjere.
While we begin to reveal our minds of others, and then others reveal their minds to us.
Otkrivati svoje umove drugovima.
Where we build up trust, we begin to value other
vjeru,
people.
Onda počnemo cijeniti
and not just see them and not see them, hear them and not hear them.
Vidjeti,
so we
vidjeti,
actually do this
čuh,
assignment so that you
čuh.
Could specifically get some feedback,
trebamo,
with the
neki
idea
odgovor
that you take it serious
od osobe
and that you work on.
sa idejom da to ozbiljno shvatimo i da radimo na tim stvarima koje sam dokazano. Drugi problem je bio nedostatak, u stvari, zaposlenje, nedostatak da se nađemo posao unutar ISKCON-a.
Yeah. A large portion of ISKCON worldwide membership is working in conventional jobs.
U ISKCON-a radi u nekim konvencionalnim poslovima, dakle kod Karen.
Less of source of revenue for many temples.
Postao sve manji izvor prihoda za mnoge temple.
The devotees have been forced to seek employment in the outside labor market.
U vanjskom svijetu.
This has primarily affected householders.
To je posebno utjecalo
na devotees working in non-devotional work environments are what? Less
okruženjima.
Involved
i zbog toga su manje
in and committed to their religious beliefs
u svoje,
and practices. And to ISKCON and the religious organization. In other words, most of our devotees are having to find jobs in the secular world.
U drugom svijetu.
So that means so much of their
to znači
time
puno
now has to go
sada se mora usmjeriti
outside activities that often have no connection with Krishna consciousness. And then because of that, they can put less value and less time into the organization. And also because of that, often their associations that they have to deal with in the outside world bring their consciousness down.
Njihovu svjesnost degradira. Treći problem je sličan. Nedovoljno edukacijskih aktivnosti.
That children like their parents are spending a good portion of their daily lives associating
djeca kao i odrasli normalno u svjesnosti Krišne prolaze veći dio svoga vremena izvan ISKCON-a zato što pohađaju škole, normalne karme škole, i kao što dokazi
pokazuju djeca
često izrastaju
sa and more often than not remain more or less uninvolved in the practice of sadhana
bhakti.
While such a family is hardly unusual, as many young people become estranged. In other words, what this is saying is that there's lack of trust
nedostatak vjere
amongst devotees and the leadership.
There's
lack of trust amongst devotees and each other.
Također nedostatak vjere među samim bhaktama.
There's more sometimes artificial, and some of you brought that up. You know, in your communities is one of the problems that people are sometimes pretending to be impersonal. They're not organized in how they do things, or they are doing things in a mechanical way. So lack of trust means superficiality. Problems in job, in the labor force, as people spend 6-8 or more hours
problem
a day
ljudi
at their job. So that means a serious part of their day and their life is associating with non-devotees. Children, we're having more and more of our children no longer in Gurukulas, but having to go to
karmi school.
And even those who are in the Gurukulas in the earlier parts of their life, then later they go off and later to for higher education. So what is happening is that as people often have to work more and more in the outside world and less time for sadhana or devotee participation. As the children are associating more with the materialists, then they lose interest and they also less sadhana. And they do not take the philosophy and movement as serious. So these were three major areas of concern that the survey brought up. There were five, but these were the three top. So we can reflect on that as we look at our own temple,
možete sami pomisliti o tome, možete pogledati u svom templu ili u oblasti u kojoj propovijedate.
Areas that we want to address, to look at closer to see how to make improvements. If this stress factor stays like it is, then it means there will be deterioration.
Because you can't build strong bhakti without faith, without
trust. To break through the molds of material nature, it takes very strong focus and consciousness. And when there's lack of trust, there's a problem. And if our children, we keep bringing them up,
ako
and then later we
želimo
send them off
svoju
to
djecu odgojiti, ali ih pošaljemo
we'll
u karmi okruženje, onda ćemo imati žrtve.
And as a community, we need to find more ways how devotees can engage in the theology u Isus Krišna,
a isto vremeno da bude u stanju da pokriju određene ekonomske potrebe. Jer moramo plaćati kiriju, moramo kupovati hranu i odjeću, moramo brinuti o kući, djeci, auto. Tako to je realnost. Dio našeg postojanja materijalnog svijeta. Ali ako naš životni stil je takav da moramo stalno ići k materijalnoj energiji da bismo to radili, to za većinu ljudi znači da će njihova svjesnost biti
uvjetovana.
Zbog toga trebamo imati poslove koje bude vakte, trebamo naći kako da zarađujemo novce unutar naše zajednice ili da zarađujemo novce na način na koji će nam omogućiti da razvijemo dalje našu kulturu i da poštujemo našu filozofiju, da obavljamo dužnosti u guni vrline koje će manje utjecati na našu svjesnost. Sada ste vi na redu. Naš zadatak je bio zadatak sa ciljem da nam pomogne da osnažimo vjeru, da nam pomogne da postanemo sposobni za slušanje,
to be able to receive
da budemo u stanju da primimo
transmission from someone,
dakle,
hopefully the
nešto
people
drugi
who you
asked
were also in the class so they understand the assignment and when you inquire from them
kada ste pitali ljude za pitanje koje su ste govorili, onda su oni se ne stide i ne boje i kažu ono što stvarno misle ako su bili na lekciji. Dakle, zapanjujuće kako se često družimo međusobno, međutim ne komuniciramo direktno i otvoreno. Ponekad je šokantno koliko možemo zapravo pomoći i podržati jedne druge, ali ne želimo iskoristiti to. Vidjet ćemo sada od ovih nešto od ovih zadataka, kako nekim slučajima ono što vam su ljudi rekli vas je u određenom smislu šokiralo. Kako oni mogu misliti tako kako ja ne mislim tako o sebi? Ako se pogledate u ogledalo, možete vidjeti ono što želite vidjeti. Nećemo uvijek vidjeti stvarnost. Ponekad neko je mislio da se obukuje lijepo, a drugi mate kaže,
mataže,
tvoja sari ima rupu.
She doesn't realize she just tore it on the fence. And so another person sees, but she did not see it. Or someone is doing some service, and they're thinking they're doing it very nice. They tried to fix the deity, but something failed and they didn't see it. Someone else was able to see it, to show it to them. We definitely need each other to have a broader vision about our life, about our environments. And when we do not take advantage of others' perceptions, we miss a wonderful chance
drugih,
for growth.
Vrlo lijepu priliku za razvijek.
So, we like some of you just to volunteer.
Dakle, sada želimo par dobrovoljaca.
Who did the assignment last night?
Koji je
and just to come up and share with us
zadatak,
what
jučer?
The person who you spoke with, you don't have to give their name unless you want to, but you can mention.
Što je ta osoba sa kojima sam dogovorio, ne moramo reći ime, moramo reći to je bakta iz mog templa, ili bakta iz mog rade, ili bakta iz Mahata, ili moj muž ili žena, ili moj sankirtan
partner.
Koliko dugo se poznate, možete reći, i onda recite što su vam oni rekli.
Don't be bashful. This is a course for open communication. Don't be intimidated.
Nemojte se da se stidite.
We all want to learn from each other.
Svi želimo naučiti jedni od druge što je moguće.
But he explains that there is great power
da postoji velika moć
when you do things
kada radite
stvari in a community
like this. Kao što
when
you mi radimo
se. Have you made an offense,
ako
you apologize in the assembly
i
or you share something
skupom,
that you get extra
nešto,
benefit and blessings from them.
Onda će dobiti ekstra,
sometimes somebody made a mistake and they offer their apology
ispričati,
or they ask for help, ask for prayers.
Možemo zamoliti
it is very
za
powerful
pomoć.
When things are done in the assembly,
it's
great cleansing.
Takva stvar,
and it, again, it helps to sometimes alter consciousness and it breaks some barriers sometimes that are in our consciousness.
So,
someone be bold to start off. Someone come up.
Želimo
like
zbog toga započeti. Neko treba
istupiti. Don't everyone raise your hand at the same time.
Nemojte se dizati ruke.
Yes, please come. It's probably best if you take this mic.
Moja kćer kojom živim, ona je bakta, inače 18 godina, rekla mi je da previše pričam.
My daughter, she is a devotee, and she told me that I'm talking too much.
How old is she?
18.
Previše kontroliram.
I'm controlling too much.
I premalo poštovanja imam.
And I have too little respect.
A Mataji mi je rekla jedna s kojom se poznam dvije godine.
Another Mataji whom I know for 2 years.
Da sam preveć požadna prema suprotnom spolu.
Has told me that I'm too lusty towards the opposite sex.
So now we see the importance of this.
Možemo sada vidjeti kako su
poanta. They've been knowing each other for 18 years.
Prvo je kćer, ona poznaje se 18 godina.
They have affection for each other.
Imaju ljubav, privrženo se jedni prema drugima.
He wants to obviously be a better father.
On želi biti bolji otac.
To give her care, guidance.
Želi biti bolje voditi.
He wants to know
brinuti o njoj, želi znati
what she is feeling.
Što ona osjeća.
About things that he is arranging.
O stvarima koje je on sredio.
Obviously, ona cares for her father,
brine za svog oca,
and she like would žele, like him to understand
something.
So she's saying, Peter,
ona
you are
kaže,
too much
Peter,
controlling.
Ti previše kontroliraš.
So, in a relationship, devotional relationship,
it's
not always a matter of just right or wrong.
But
it's a matter of what is going to bring about the better Krishna consciousness.
Ponekad je pitanje što će nam donijeti bolju svjesnost Krišne.
It's like when you love someone.
Kao što na primjer ako volite nekoga.
It's not always so important whether right or wrong.
Jako bitno da li ste učinili pravo ili krivo stvar.
But if the person you love is paining, you want to know how to relieve that pain.
A već ukoliko osoba koju volite osjeća bol, želite je osloboditi te boli.
So you're concerned about if you did something wrong,
but you're also concerned about perception. Ali također brinete kako će utisak to ostaviti.
An act that was wrong,
ponekad
but the
djelovali,
other person is perceiving it in a certain way,
ali
and so you're also concerned
vidi,
about their
perception. Način, i
so
tome,
you want to do something
djelovali.
That is right,
želite
you want to do something
ispravno,
that is healthy,
želite
but you
što
want to
zdravo,
do it in a right way that it communicates
također,
and it inspires
komunikacija
the individual.
Može biti uspostavljena i možete inspirirati
tu osobu. It's not just enough for us to take care of ourselves,
zbog toga nije dovoljno brinemo sami o sebi. Moramo brinuti o našim djelatnostima, o našim riječima, o tome kakav efekt ostavlja na druge, posebno
ona
sa kojima se družimo svakodnevno.
So now, maybe he's not so strict.
Možda nije tako
strictno.
Možda nije tako
zahtjevno.
Njegovo kćer definitivno vidi stvari na takav
način.
Onda postoje bitno za njega da pokuša djelovati na njenu percepciju ili viđenje.
Himself to see if he is in fact overbearing.
Treba vidjeti da li je takav.
If he's not so heavy like that,
heavy,
it's good for him then to look and think.
Da,
but my daughter is thinking I'm like this,
ali moj
so let me see how I can function in such a way that she
da
is not feeling too imposed upon.
Tako da se ona ne osjeća previše izložena.
So next person.
Ili ugrožena. Sljedeća osoba.
And then he mentioned about some, speaking to someone else who said that he is just too.
Drugom osobom i da mu je ona rekla da je previše požudan.
So in this case, also important.
U tom slučaju je to također jako bitno
get feedback.
Da dobijemo određene odgovore.
And this helps us
to
to become better devotees.
Da postanemo bolji bhakti.
So someone who knows him,
neko zna, koji nas
poznaje, been around him,
koji je bio
is thinking
u našem vremeni, on
some
misli,
that you do
nešto što
radiš too much manifestation of lust.
Preveliku manifestaciju požud.
So here he has two things,
dakle,
that he
stvari,
can look at
na
kojem
možemo,
that can either help him directly,
mogu
or
pomoći
can help
direktno,
him in his association, especially with those two persons,
u,
because these are issues that they are concerned with.
Sa tem, sa tem dvijema osobama.
When someone, again, you care about what is important to them,
brinete,
to become important to you.
Kada poslije nekoga ga volite, ono što je bitno za njega, treba biti bitno i za vas. Treba biti bitno da to što kćer smatra on previše zahtjeva. Bitno je za njega što neko drugi misli da je previše požite. Treba i biti sluga te dvije osobe.
Zbog toga želimo
vidjeti kakav put se postavljamo kod ljudi, da možemo biti bolji sluga. Neko drugi?
Please come forward. just raise your hand and come up. Okay, please. Some of you were a little afraid to hear. You were afraid of what you might hear.
Neki od vas su se bojali da od onoga što je mogli čuti.
Hare Krishna. Ja sam pitala jednu moju baktinu s kojom me poznam već 2 godine šta misli o meni. On, ta moja baktina je ženjena, udana zapravo.
I've asked a lady devotee whom I know for 2 years what does she think about me. She's married.
Rekla je da na meni smeta to što sam previše perfekcionalista.
She said that in my of all the things she finds in my character is that I'm perfectionist.
Ja sam je upitala kako bi to ja mogla ispraviti.
And I asked her how could I deal with this problem.
Ona je rekla da se manje pridržavam pravila nekih, ne znam da li misla u smislu šastra ili nekih drugih pravila.
She said that I shouldn't obey the rules so much. I don't know whether she talks about the shastric rules or something else.
Thank you.
So here case of the one she spoke with, who was considering that she is just too meticulous, too much of a perfectionist.
Koja misli da jednostavno je druga osoba perfekcionista preveli.
And so she's asking, well, how can I improve?
Kako da poboljšam to svoje stanje?
So the person says, don't be so fanatical about the rules.
Što se tiče pravila.
So this can obviously mean many different things.
To može značiti jako puno stvari.
It can mean sometimes we're overly absorbed just in the externals, the rules, the rituals,
pravila.
And we miss the heart of bhakti.
Propustimo bhakti.
We know that being overly attached to the rules
can cause fall down, as well as
minimizing the rules
can cause fall down.
If we're over attached to the rules, it's like we're karma kandis
or
karma mimamsa. We're thinking, okay Krishna,
mislimo,
I did
Krishna,
this, now what are you going to do?
Šta ćeš sada ti? Kako ćeš ti odgovoriti?
I chanted 32 rounds a day, Krishna, okay, now you do something for me.
Sada ti nešto uradi za mene.
I fasted for 2 days.
Ti moraš srediti ovo stvar za mene.
Krishna, I went to Mangal Arati every day for 3 months.
Krishna, 3 mjeseca sam
vozio na Mangal Arati. Sad
ti moraš naći dobrog muža.
Krishna, I distribute 1,000 books last week. Podijelio sam
1,000 knjiga prošlog tjedna.
Now you must give me some
psychic
powers.
Mistične moći.
So too much to the rules can mean that we're trying to
previše
control Krishna.
Previše pravila znači da može znači da pokušavamo kontrolirati Krishna.
But sometimes we're not so overbearing about the rules, but someone else is so slack.
Ali neko je previše.
So sometimes somebody else are not very strict.
Ponekad neko uopće ne mari za pravila.
Makes them bothered.
Onda naša striktnost ih može uznemiriti.
You're chanting and they want to talk with Jalpa.
Oni želi pričati pre Jalpa.
You're trying to read and they want to talk about what they saw in the cinema.
O tome što su vidjeli u kinu.
So they say, oh, Babu, don't be so righteous.
Nemoj biti tako strikt.
Don't be so fanatical.
Nemoj biti tako fanatičan.
Come on, Babu, why don't we talk about, you know, the movie last night?
Malo filmu što smo gledali.
Babu, you can finish chanting later.
Možeš kasnije završiti krug.
You got all day to chant. Imaš
cijeli dan za mantranje.
Let's go to disco.
Hajmo ići u disco.
So, but still, if someone says that we are seemingly too much of a perfectionist,
malo previše težimo ka
we want to look at it a little closer and see if we are imposing on them too much.
Previše zahtijevamo od njih.
Or we want to see how we continue,
ili trebamo
but that we agitate their minds less.
Ali da manje uznemiravamo njihov um.
Like sometimes somebody is very strict.
Osoba je vrlo striktna.
But they're also very proud.
Ali je vrlo ponosna.
And so it's not so much the strictness that bothers you, but it's
onda,
it's the ego that comes across.
Nego ego koji se
I said, Babu, I didn't see you in Mangal Arati for the last 3 days.
Zadnja 3 dana.
But you know, I was there. I was even early. I was there at 4 o'clock.
A ja sam bio tamo. Ja sam bio tamo već u 4.
And I looked around, but I didn't see you.
Gledao sam svugdje, ali tebe nema.
And I didn't see you last week either.
A ni zadnji tjedan te nisam vidio.
So, sometimes someone has some ego involved.
Osoba malo uključi svoj ego u svet.
We want to serve nicely,
želimo
lijepo služiti, but we want to encourage others at the same time.
Želimo ostvariti, ohrabriti druge isto vremena.
If we serve and
ako služimo,
it causes others
to feel
bad,
da se drugi loše osjećaju,
in a very negative way,
to je vrlo negativno, to nije dobro.
We want to help, even to criticize, but in a way that it helps the person.
Želimo pomoći, želimo čak i kritizirati na način koji će pomoći osobu, a ne uništiti.
Someone else?
Neko drugi?
Please don't be timid. Yes.
Živim već 6-7 godina u hramu.
For 6-7 years I've been living in the temple.
Jučer sam razgovarao sa, ne znam, danas ujutro, jučer, sa Sundaranom Prabhu, on je predsjednik hrama.
And tomorrow and during this morning I spoke with Sundarananda, he's a temple president.
Pitao sam ga šta ga najviše smeta kod mene.
I've asked him what bothers him most
u našim odnosima.
In our relations.
I rekao je da kada dođe do konfliktnih situacija između nas dvoje.
And he said when a conflict occurs between two of us.
Da se zatvaram u sebe.
I'm closing up.
I da ne dozvoljavam da mi on objasni svoj stav.
And I don't allow him to explain me his views or standpoints.
I potrebno neko vrijeme da bi ta šutnja, to odvajanje, da bi se nekako stišalo, da bi on mogao proći do mene.
And it takes some time. It takes some time for me to be silent and on a side in order he to be able to approach me after a while.
Rekao da bi trebao biti više otvoreni i da te konfliktne situacije nekako lakše ispoljavam, odnosno da se više otvaram.
He said that I should be more open and these conflict situations could be easily solved with us.
Very good. So here's, I think the person he asked was someone who's in his temple.
Dakle, okay. Pitao je osobu koja je živjela u njegovom
hramu. So here's a devotee he's associated with.
On se, to je
bhakta sa kojom se druži. Something to him about conflict.
Objašnjava nešto
now,
o
we'll
sukobima.
Is there anyone else who's here from the same temple?
Da li postoji još neko iz istog templa?
Okay, Dipati does.
Dipati? Da li neko živo isto u templu sa Dipatom?
Okay. Anyone sa Dipati? Also from the same temple?
Da li još neko iz istog templa?
All right. And now, let's see. Raise your hand, the three of you. Three? Now, what you heard,
ono što ste čuli sada,
that the devotee told him, from what you know of Dipati does, does it seem kind of accurate?
Da li se slažete sa onima što je Sundarananda rekao o Dipati?
For yourself, what the comments that were shared with him, does it seem like there's some validity to that?
Da li postoji sličnost između tvojih osjećaja?
You don't know him so well?
Okay. Ja ga ne poznam tako dobro.
Do you know him pretty well?
Da li ga ti poznaješ tako dobro? Ne. Okay. Ne znate se dobro.
Maybe they're just shy.
Možda se samo sram.
Okay. But you see the issue though. Someone is referred to
him
that
he should
be a little more careful
da treba biti
and how he deals of addressing the conflict.
Kako se obhodi sa konfliktnim
situacijama. So now he can think about this and try to improve. On može sad razmisliti i
pokušati.
Let's take maybe one or two more before we can go to something else.
Možemo još jedan ili mogu još jedan ili ga bakti se prijaviti prije nego što idemo dalje.
I spoke with my sister, she knows me in my whole life, and she told me that what bothers her about me is that I don't take things very realistically. I'm still very childish and don't accept other people's advices the way I should, but only draw back and let them lie without trying to solve them. And she told me that I could... one more thing that I could improve in my devotional service is that I should associate with devotees more. So that is
it. Your older sister or younger sister?
Older sister.
Okay. So older sister has told her that
starija sestra je rekla da
not taking things so serious
ne uzima stvari
so ozbiljno
i treba se više družiti sa baktama.
So as your older sister is giving you some
insight, ti je dala neki uvid u načine.
We should take it serious.
Kako da napreduješ? Dakle, kada ćemo ove stvari,
trebamo
postati ozbiljni i pokušati
napredovati,
poboljšati
se. Čak i
ako osjećamo da nismo zaista krivi za ono što nas optužuju, trebamo nastojati da djelujemo na taj način da ne ostavljamo takav dojam.
Now, is anyone here who knows her? Mother, what's your
name? Da li neka osoba poznaje ovdje?
What's her name? Vanaka. Anyone else who knows Vanaka?
Da li još neka zna Vanaku?
Yes. The three of you, you know Vanaka also, mother? You know her? Are you her sister? No. She's not a sister. Okay. What you heard, does it seem accurate about Veronica's personality? You think she needs to associate more also? You think she takes things too lightly? Do you find that those qualities seem to be accurate?
That's an accurate description. Ako ju poznate, da li mislite da je to istina, da je njen karakter zaista takav, da bi se trebala više družiti s njim?
Oh, Veronica. Oh, I see. It's your name. Okay. And your name? Diana. Are you knowing Dina?
Da li poznaš Tihana?
Somewhat? Yes. Mal. So what you heard in general,
misliš?
Does it seem like it's accurate?
Da li ti izgleda da je istina ono što si čula?
Yes, yes.
Da.
See, reason, she said yes.
Ona kaže
reason,
da.
Reason I did this because we know each other a lot more than what we normally put on.
Nego što
by associating, we really know each other.
Družiti se,
where you're around somebody for year after year after year,
osobom,
you take five people who know that person, you'll find they'll come up with similar things about the individual.
I onda,
but sometimes the individual doesn't have a clue
ali ponekad,
that this is how others are thinking of them.
Da ljudi tako misle o njoj.
The individual is not aware that this is an issue that they need to work on.
Svjesna da postoje stvari na kojima
treba raditi. But we're having more open communication.
Ali ako imamo otvoreniju
komunikaciju, address that person and we'll help them with that particular issue.
Na taj način ćemo im pomoći da riješi određeni problem.
Yeah, we'll find someone gives comments, and most people who know that person, they'll say yes.
Većina ljudi koji poznaju tu istu osobu kaže da, izgleda da ove stvari se mogu uzeti za istinu.
So, reflect on it.
Dakle, razmislite
try to improve your association.
Pokušajte poboljšati svoje
druženje. And try to take things a little more serious.
I malo ozbiljnije.
Don't become bored. Don't become too grave.
Nemojte postati previše ozbiljni. Nemojte postati dosadni, ali ozbiljni.
Someone else?
Još neko?
Yes, please, man. Normally the mothers are a little more communicative than the men
su malo komunikativnije od
muškaraca. Ja sam iz Makedonije i pošto ne znam baš dobro srpsko hrvatski, pokušat ću da pričam, ne znam kako, ali možda na makedonski. Ali da bi me drugi razumeli, trudit ću se. Ja nisam pitala ovdje nikog, ali ja živim sa jednom baktinom, mi smo studenti i uvek pričamo o to što ona misli o meni, šta je to što trebam popraviti.
I haven't asked anybody here, but I have a devoted friend. We live together, we're students, and often we discuss about our relationship and what to improve, things like that.
I sad sam se sjetila šta je ona uvek i uvek ponavljivala.
And now I've remembered what she has often been telling me.
Ona je uvek mi je govorila da sam suviše stroga.
Often she spoke that I'm too strict.
I da kad nešto trebam uraditi, to ne baš ne primetim da uvek mi treba neko reći nešto
and
da to
uradim. When I'm supposed to do something, somebody has to tell me to do it.
Znači ne uviđam stvari bez borova.
I cannot see what shall I do if somebody doesn't tell me.
Ali ona je bila neka druga strana, ona je uvek radila stvari bez da joj neko nešto kaže. Ona uvek vidi i uradi to, ali meni je to iz druge strane meni je to isto tako smetalo.
And on the other side, she is often always doing things before anybody told her to do, and that bothers me from the other side.
Dogovorili smo se da ona bude što više otvorenije i da mi da proba da mi ukaže kad ja ne vidim stvari.
So we made a deal. She would be more open and she will try to tell me to do something.
A ja sam isto pokušala. Ja isto to vidim kod mene sad. Ja to vežbam da kad nešto vidim da krenem u akciju, a ne da čekam da mi to neko nešto da mi neko nešto kaže pa da to uradim.
And I have also noticed that in myself that I should start acting upon seeing something and not just wait for somebody to instruct me to do.
Very good. We understand that humility
razumijemo da poniznost
is not just the idea of
dandavat.
What humility means honesty and truthfulness.
Poniznost znači iskrenost i poštenje.
And so, speaking truthfully and honestly,
trying to encourage someone to help them,
it is real,
to je prava,
real sense of humility.
Pravi osjećaj poniznosti.
When we say prabhu, 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 we say you're my master, you're my master, you're my master. It means we have a duty to serve each other. To znači da imamo
dužnost da služimo jedni drugi.
Our sadhu sangha, we should have greater and greater quality sadhu sangha. Sadhu
sangha treba biti sve i sve kvalitetnije.
So when there's a lack of trust, we understand there's not healthy
sadhu sangha. Zdrava sadhu sangha.
When devotees are not communicating openly and honestly,
there's duplicity
and
diplomacy.
And we'll discuss the Mahaprabhu Goswami says
these things will cause
o tome kako Goswami
govori da te stvari uzrokuju pad.
So we start a little late, we start almost 11.
Počeli smo skoro u 11 i mislim da ćemo sada morati
da ćemo morati za 20 minuta stati. And then I want to move to another topic, our last 15 minutes.
Želio bih sada još jednu osobu da govori, yes, nakon toga ćemo 15 minuta govoriti o još jednom.
Now this is something, as he's coming up, this is something that you not just to do as we had the assignment,
stvari, ne samo,
but in your ongoing devotional life, your interaction with devotees,
ne,
from time to time, especially
životu,
those who you are associating with constantly, find out.
Pokušajte saznati od osoba što se neprestano družite. Da li postoje neka stvar oko vas koja im smeta? Da li imaju neku ideju? Za koju će vam pomoći da budete bolji
braći? Družite
na taj način kada pokušamo pomoći jedni drugome sve više i više, to je pravo.
If we're in denial, if we're impersonal,
ako smo impersonalni, ako vidimo da neko ima problem, jednostavno želimo zadovoljiti samo njegovu
izvanštinu,
njegovu lažnu osobnost, onda će
one of the main ways that we grow in our Krishna consciousness is that we have more and more desire to serve.
Jeste da razvijamo želju sve više i više da služimo. Oni koji ima najjače želje za
služenje,
Krishna će mu projeti sve mogućnosti. Naprimjer, ako menadžirate, ako radite u nekom biznisu, neku organizaciju, imate čovjeka koji vrlo napokno radi, onda prijedno mu date više i više odgovornosti i naprijedite
ga.
Ako neko sabotira ili je lijen, ili
neko ste mogućnosti, vi ga opomenete
i možete ih sankcionirati ili možete ih čekati iz
kumacije
s
poslom.
Ako Krishna vidi da lijepo koristimo što god nam je dao, onda ono objašnjava da će nam održati ono što imamo i
don't use what we have, then after a while we'll have less. What we abuse or misuse what we have, we'll definitely have less.
Onda ćemo definitivno imati.
Often many problems često we have puno
problema koji imamo u našim devotskim zajednicama je da Krishna je sredio i dao nam stvari, ali mi nismo dovoljno brinuli o njima. Mi ih nismo pravilno koristili.
Mi smo ih zlopotrebili. Ako smo ih zlopotrebili,
onda se imaju različite nepovoljne reakcije.
The philosophy works, so it is always about growth. Not always external, that may be there, but always internal growth. So when somehow we are not growing internally or externally, sometimes both, then we have to particularly take inventory to see where the problems are. Is it our barrage? Is it weeds?
Is it various types of offenses?
So we take this last one, and then we will share. Each day until we finish the course, along with what we're doing with the other assignments and interactive things, we're going to share a few comments from some of the Gurukula kids around the world who were born in the movement. Most of them are over 28 years old or so. And just to hear some small ideas from them, what they feel the movement needs to focus on to be an actual better society. Since these kids have been called to the movement, in other words, their mother and fathers are devotees, they've been brought up into the movement, their perceptions should be most important for us because from day one they have been exposed to Krishna consciousness. And from a sociological point of view, we can understand so much about any organization, society, based on the results, its fruits, based on its children. The children are the future. As we go around most of the world, we'll find that the majority of children in our society, teenagers, etc., or a little older, are not so happy or so eager to embrace fully our philosophy and our culture. So this is a sign that we have to be much stronger in how we present our movement, we have to be much more real, and the effect that it has within our community and on the world, and we have to allow the children to be able to see better examples so that they see that it's more practical, that it works, so that they're not feeling we're hypocrites, or they're not feeling that we are we're irrational or impractical, etc. So we'll share a few of those each day. I'll do one or two now. Each day we'll add that in for some of for us to be able to reflect on.
Dakle, to će stvari koje ćemo malo govoriti kasnije i moći ćemo razmisliti.
Razgovarao sam s nekim baktama koje znam negdje godinu, dvije.
I spoke with some devotees I know for a year or two.
I uglavnom komentari su bili da nisam dovoljno ozbiljan, da se prema starijim baktama ne odnosim dovoljno poštovanja.
And mostly they commented that I'm not serious enough, I don't have enough respect for the older devotees.
Da, i onda da prelazim u drugu krajnost, da sam silno fanatičan neko vrijeme, a onda opet natag neozbiljan.
And then I shift to, from one extreme to another. For some time I'm over fanatical and then I'm becoming unserious again.
I kao alternativu su rekli da treba bi naći neku sredinu, kao da u biti da shvatimo proces svjesnosti Krišne ozbiljnije.
And they offer an alternative. I should find some middle way and take Krishna consciousness more seriously.
To je to.
Very good. Are there any other devotees here from his temple? Or are you living in the temple now, Prabhu?
Da bi sada živiš u hramu.
You're living outside? Okay.
Živiš
u Namahata?
U Namahata.
Right. Is there anyone else here from his Namahata?
Iz njegove Namahata centra ovdje ima još neke osobe.
Okay. From what you heard,
that
was shared with him, do you feel that some of those things actually apply?
Da se te stvari mogu primijeniti?
So here's another example.
Ovdje još jedan primjer.
Is that how much people around us,
koliko ljudi oko nas,
are picking up things from us,
pronalaze
things that we say and do, and how much they can help us if
govorimo,
we allow them.
I koliko
to help
mogu pomoći ukoliko im dozvolimo da nam
pomoći. If we are getting more feedback
ako
in our environment,
odgovore naše,
then we all have a chance
okolim,
to grow faster,
da se
to look closer at some of our weaknesses,
naše
and to be able particularly to see what we say and do, what effects it is having
kako
on others.
Ima ono što mi činimo i radimo na druge.
So those things that were
dakle,
told to you keep in mind or you write down, and
njima,
make a plan
on
how to work on those particular issues.
I isplaniraj kako da se sukobiš sa tim određenim.
Krishna is especially helping
Krishna nam pomaže kroz druge osobe.
One sannyasi who left his body
koji je napustio
tijelo
prije nekoliko godina.
He once asked Srila Prabhupada.
Jedan je pitao Prabhupada.
In the early days of the movement.
U ranim danima pokreta.
He asked Srila Prabhupada, one day you will leave us.
Ćeš nas napustiti.
How shall we go on with our Krishna consciousness?
Kako ćemo tada nastaviti s našom svjesnošću Krishna?
Srila Prabhupada told him, you can see or experience me through my devotees. In other words, Prabhupada is letting him know that we have a culture. It's not that you just have a father. In a family, and we are a spiritual family, then there are many players that help to make up the family.
Faktora koji čine
dobru familiju. You have father,
you have
mother, you have sister,
brother,
auntie,
brata, sestra,
ujaka. So in a healthy family, you get different kind of support and help from different family members.
Potpore,
and it helps the person to be able to grow.
I pomaže, koji nam pomaže
but
da se razvijemo i rastemo. Ali kada je
familija
nezdrava,
own,
onda moramo se boriti sami.
Ili
dobijamo pomoć samo iz jednog sektora. Ponekad stvari na taj način ne mogu
funkcionirati.
Može da znači da stvari
koje
ujak ili djeda kaže su vam važno je ono što vam kažu majka i otac. Dakle, djeca imaju ponekad sklonost da odbace autoritet na tom stupnju. Djete ima više sklonosti da čuda od sluša od onih koji su mu bliski ili jednaki. Dakle, osoba koja mu je jednaka, možemo reći određenu stvar koju će prihvatiti, ako neće prihvatiti autoriteta.
devotees,
a mi kao bhakte,
our real practice happens in our peer association.
Kao što se dešava u našem društvu sa jednom.
According to the quality of our practice, we're discussing yesterday, determines how much we really qualify for going back to the spiritual world.
Dakle, so naše ponašanje u poslednjem svetu pokazuje koliko smo kvalificirani da se vratimo u duhovni svet. Dakle, moramo biti jako ozbiljni. Što više cijenimo bhakte uopće, to će više nam Krišna se približiti. Što više ozbiljno uzimamo druženje sa bhakte, to će nas Krišna više pomagati. Svi želimo biti jako pažljivi da ne postanemo impersonalni na našem obhođenju. Posebno sa onima kojima nas poznaju. Želimo dobiti nešto od njih, želimo nešto pružiti. A ne sa mentalitetom pronalaženja grešaka, ali sa pruženjem ljubavi. Kako možemo brže ići prema cilju. Jer kao što svaka osoba ima svoju svjesnost, naš skup svjesnosti stvara određenu vrstu okruženja. Ako imamo malo vjere na puno mjesta, to znači da bhakte imaju sumnje i uvjetuju druge osobe, također imaju sumnje.
So this begins to spread.
I to se počne širiti.
Bhakti is contagious, it spreads. Maya is also
zarazna, širi se. A Maya također zarazna,
so we are honest and truthful,
ako smo
straightforward,
iskreni,
that creates a stronger culture of bhakti,
onda stvaramo skupnu energiju bhakti.
In a very powerful way.
I to se onda, tako se stvari odvijaju na vrlo zdrav način i moćan.
These are very short, just a few sentences.
Samo nekoliko rečenica ćemo.
This is also a international survey.
Ovo je međunarodno
where Gurukula kids were asked
Gurukula
to share some ideas,
zamoljena da kažu nešto o svojim idejama,
could help to strengthen our Vaishnava
community. Kojim se može ojačati Vaishnava društvo.
And here are a few of the things that were brought up. This is one young Gurukula girl.
She says
there is a need for drastic improvement in management. If a person can manage people, then they can get anything done and done well.
Ona treba znati učiniti stvari na pravilan način. Najbitnije da svi budu sretni.
Prabhupada mentions that.
Prabhupada to spominje.
That everyone is to be happily engaged.
Svako treba biti sretno angažiran.
Just by taking one basic management class, I realize how important the people are to a project.
Without,
this is the case,
seminar,
I
gave an earlier survey
of the kids going to Gurukul and then later having to go to Karmi school.
Ranije su djeca išli u školu, kasnije su išli u Karmi školu.
So she mentioned that from taking a class in Karmi school,
ona kaže da gave her some insight about management,
particularly about the importance of people.
Onda je shvatila
značaj menadžmenta. Without people, there is no basic there is no project.
Ne postoji
by learning
jedan
proper procedures and standards,
naučivši pravilne
procedure
i standarde, ljudi neće osjećati da ih se nepošteno prema njima ophodi. A želeći ostati, naše društvo
vlastno
treba biti pojačeno i osnaženo sa time što se menadžeri trenirati. Mislim da će to više ljudi zadržati u templima i da ćemo razviti vizionare. To je ono čemu smo govorili jutros. Kada čovjek ode, to znači da je 50% on kriv, a 50% mi.
But as we're the world to be the well wishers, we're to think, what can we do better, or how can we be more there for the people to minimize so many devotees leaving or having problems, frustrations, and various types of anxiety. Here's one last one. This is by a Gurukula boy. He says, he's also addressing the issue of leadership. Throughout my whole life, I have lived in devotee communities
because
he was born in devotee
community.
I have observed that many changes ISKCON has gone through. The first thing that needs to improve is our leadership training. In the past, there have been so many leaders, temple presidents,
Gurukula
teachers, and gurus who have had little or no training in the fields that they were working in. Proper training needs to be given to all leaders in our society in order to run smoothly and successfully. Money is also another important factor in running ISKCON successfully. The leaders and teachers need to be paid for their time and energy properly. For so many years, Iskander has been working on a volunteer basis. Sometimes people who accept these positions are the less qualified for the job, but are given the position because they will be cheap for the temple to maintain. If there was a higher salary, more qualified teachers would be able to be hired, and the teachers would be able to put a lot more time and effort into their jobs.
Dobro platili, onda bi oni uložili puno više vremena i energije u svoj posao. Ako želimo da pravilno i profesionalno djelujemo, moramo pravilno ispravljati ili obučiti ljude i također im dati plaće kao što bi svaka dobra organizacija ili učinila sa svojim zaposlenicima.
Were the three main things that devotees around the world were concerned with was trust amongst devotees and leaders, devotees amongst themselves, employment opportunities, and education. This fits in with the second, that if devotees constantly have to go outside to raise funds, then they have less time to make input into the temples, and often their consciousness may get zapped by the association. So in these surveys were suggesting that as an international community, as well as national communities, locally, that we start looking more at ways to enhance the trust amongst the devotees. And this is why we're doing some of these interactive exercises. That we look closer at the economic situation. Any institution, civilization, is so much based on the way that it raises funds. Because we are in the material world, and so we do need money to be able luxury to make things happen. If the way we have to keep making money minimizes our principles or goes against our principles, then it means weaker and weaker effects we will experience in the future. But if gradually we can be able to raise funds in such a way that coincides with our culture, then we have more guaranteed success.
And the education aspect
is that if we are an educational institution, in many ways we can see ISKCON in that way. But if the kids have to constantly go out and be exposed to environments where they're not having the Krishna variable, then many of them will have trouble.
Or
we have to see if they get a strong enough foundation so that then when they have the experience, they can integrate it in a healthy way. Our first discussion yesterday was, what is ISKCON?
We're
discussing that Prabhupada gave us a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing society. So that means economically, socially, politically, religiously. It means all of these things constitute a culture. So there is a need for us to maintain our chastity, our spirituality, while we are relevant and able to function with material energy. Otherwise, we'll be like the people who have a nice philosophy, but it is romantic. Or we'll be the people who have wonderful, wonderful theology, but then individuals will ask, as they look at us close, why it is not working sufficiently. And this is one of the issues that our children are having who are growing up in our movement. They're often thinking that we are not sufficiently practical, or that there is too much hypocrisy, or that we are not properly balanced, or that the culture is not stimulating sufficiently for them, and so they go outside to superfluous things and trying to get some fulfillment and nourishment from the material, material culture.
I'll end with this point.
Is your class next, or is it Java Talkers? Oh, I better stop there in 2 minutes. Let me end with this point, and then I'll give you an assignment. Krishna Chaitanya is here for this class already. We started late. In Krishna consciousness, we are engaged in the culture of
bhakti.
We are not just trying to stop activities, interactions, sambandha, relationship. We're trying to transform lower consciousness, lower energy,
something
higher.
When
we're just repressing or avoiding, we can do that for a while, but that's temporary. So when people come into our society, most people, they are giving up one culture and they're trying to adopt now a new lifestyle. If people are giving up
odbace,
and they're not sufficiently being given something, then they will go back to the previous patterns.
Starim modelima.
So as we are engaged in our theology, we have to see that it is extensive and that it is a cultural expression, and that we are not just philosophers, but that we have ways to satisfy the mind and the senses, as we showed yesterday, but even though it's besides satisfying the body. Culture means that all of these things have to be there when they are satisfied, then in fact what happens is that we can replace the lower with the higher. So we'll take off on that tomorrow. Now your assignment for tomorrow
za sutra
is that just as we were looking yesterday at problems in the community, we
want to reflect
overnight and to think about one or two of things in your community that you find most wonderful. Two things in your community that you are most impressed with. Things that you are most pleased, most satisfying. Two outstanding things positively about your particular community, and you bring that back, and we will start off discussing that with other issues tomorrow.
ISKCON
founder, charge his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ki. Jai.